ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ನಮಸ್ತುಭ್ಯಂ ವರದೆ ಕಾಮರೂಪಿಣಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾರಂಭಂ ಕರಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಂ ಭವತು ಮೇ ಸದಾ. ಸರ್ವೋಪನಿಷದೋ ಕಾವೋದೋಕ್ತ ಗೋಪಾಲನಂದನ ವಾರ್ಥೋ ವತ್ಸ ಸುಧೀರ್ಭೋಕ್ತ ದುಗ್ಧಂ ಗೀತಾಮೃತಂ ಮಹತ್. ಓಂ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರೀಚ್ ದ ಥೋಡಾ ಕಮ್ ಕನ್ನ ವಾಲ್ಯೂಮ್ 7th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೀತಾ. ಸೊ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಮಾಡೆಲ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್, ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಫ್ಯೂಸ್ ದಟ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಷನ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸೊ I told you earlier, from the 7th chapter onwards, what Bhagavan begins is Tat Pada. Tat Padam. Tat Pada. Tat means that. That means here, which is already understood, the Lord. Jagat Karanam Brahma. From here, 7th chapter through the 12th chapter in Gita, the topic is Tat Pada. Understand? Tvam Asi is the Mahavakya. Mahavakya is the Vakya, is a sentence which reveals the identity between I, not the I known to me, I which is revealed to me by scripture. Second through sixth chapter, Lord very clearly in Gita brings out, Tvam, who are you? Or who am I? In this I, we have two level. One, still not known to me, revealed to me by scripture, is called individuality, what's called soul, who travels from one body to another, dehat dehantara praptihi, va bhavat bhavantara praptihi, ಲೋಕಾತ್ ಲೋಕಾಂತರ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ, ಗಮನಾಗಮನವಾನ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಜೀವ ಇತಿ. ಅ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲರ್, ಐ ಎಮ್ ವಾಟ್? ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಅ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲರ್, ಮೂವ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಒನ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಟು ಅನದರ್. ಇವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಸಿಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಬಾಡಿ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಮೂವ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದೇರ್. ಅಮೇಝಿಂಗ್, ಬಾಡಿ ಕೀಪ್ಸ್ ಮೂವಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್, ಚೇಂಜಿಂಗ್. ದಟ್ ದ ಫೆಲೋ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? Active, changes bodies. This person is called available to me, Jeevaha. This also we don't know. Scriptures reveal to me who is this individual. Panchakosha, this called Pancha Gnanendriya, Pancha Karmendriya, Pancha Prana, Manabuddhi Ahankara Chitta Sahitam, 19 thing makes a Jeevaha. That is you. They are called Vachyartha of the word you. It's a pronoun you. You means what? Immediate meaning is this. Then it gives the real you. హూ ఆర్ యూ ఎసెన్షియలీ ఫ్రమ్ సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ టు సిక్స్త్ చాప్టర్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ భగవాన్ బ్రింగ్స్ అట్ అవుట్ నిత్య సర్వగతం సుసూక్ష్మం. దీస్ ఆర్ ద వర్డ్ అజో నిత్య శాశ్వతోయం పురాణ నహన్యతే హన్యమానే శరీరే శరీరే హన్యమానే సతి నహన్యమాన. Even the body is cut or body is dead, one who survives the death, who survives death, what about burning it out? Is survive burning also? That's what he says. Na nainam dahati pavakaha. Cannot be burnt down also. All the great fire engine of destruction cannot destroy the individual you. That's called amazing. Nainam dahati pavaka, nainam chindanti satrani, nainam dahati pavaka, na kledayantyapaha, na sosayati marutaha. Amazing. We think I can destroy somebody? No. The fellow is out again somewhere and may return back to destroy you next janma. You'll come, we don't know. Therefore, this is greatest thing. Five great elements cannot destroy me. Because I am the one who is a subtle, the gross cannot destroy the subtle. Very clear definition about Tvam Pada Vachyartha. Who are you in the vision of the scripture? Not the way I know. I think myself only physical body. I am a human being like that. No. The Shastra says Tvam is individual jiva. Understand what I have adhyasa, the me I know, and the scripture want to say you as an individual is different. The definition of jiva in scripture and what I think myself is different. The first thing you have to know, who are you as an individual? Vachyartha. I need not talk all the things since I started. I give you. Then it goes, Tvam pada lakshyartha. Tvam pada lakshyartha is what? Pratyagatma. Pratyagatma. Then you become what? Those who know little Sanskrit, Pratyagatma. Ka become ga. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. You, people ask my, this is my name, Pratyak Bodhananda and all that. They always ask me, what is the meaning of this name? Pratyak has to be understood with the word Parag and Pratyak. They two go together. Parag means Bahar, outside. Pratyak means that which is inner. Then Pratyak Atma means the innermost self. That's an individual, you also is a Pratyak Atma. Then to remove that is a Pratyak Bodha means what? Only pure consciousness is called Pratyak Atma. Pratyak cha, aso Atma cha, Pratyak Atma. Correct? That which is you, the conscious person. Ogayatna. The Pratyagatma Swarupa is what? Ajaha. Ajaham is what? Not unborn, never born. Maine ek swami ko pucha, Mahatma ka aage janma nahi hota hai? Ke dekho, wo baat galat hai, uska purva janma bhi nahi tha. Ye gnan mahatmak hota hai. If wise man is not born again, he said he had not previous birth. Previously also he was not born. That was his knowledge. Ajah nityah shashvatah. These are all the words revealing what? The true nature of you, consciousness. Vritti rahitam chaitanyam. ವಿಕಾರರಹಿತ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಅವಿಕ್ರಿಯ ಚೇತ. ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಟು ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಆನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಅವಿಕೃತ ಚೇತ. ದ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ವಿಚ್ ನೆವರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಎನಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಾಡಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್. ಯು ಆರ್ ದಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಹೂ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಗೋ ಎನಿ ಚೇಂಜ್ ವಾಟ್ ಸೊ ಎವರ್. The problem with the volume? That is called Pratyag Atma. Now the 13th chapter onwards, it talks about Tvam Tat. Tat, it talks about 7th chapter on Tat. What is tat? There are two meanings of the word tat, that. The pronoun is used, the Ishvara, the Lord, as the Jagat Karanam. The cause for this Jagat, world, for the Vishwam. Gupta ji, thoda sa, ekta thoda sa bada. Vishwam, I am knowing Badana about it more. Vishwam. Narayan. Vishwam, the word they use. You know, all these words they use are so meaningful. Jagat. Gachati jayate jagat. Vishwam. What is Vishwam? Don't give me English translation, okay? Vishwam is world. World is what? Vishwam. Der se kyun aaya? Late ho gaya. Late kyun aaya? Der se aaya, bola ki nahi? This is called explanation, okay? That doesn't work. Vishwam is highly loaded word. Vivida pratyaya gocharam Vishwam. That which is appreciated by you in the mind in the form of shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Where do you listen my class? Where do you hear me now? Where? Here or in the mind? In the mind, who picks up the sound? Awareness. So you receive, you think you are hearing here, but you are receiving me where? In the mind. This form also, where do you see? In your mind. Never mind. So all this is there. So I confront the world not outside, where? Here. That is called Vivida Pratyaya Gocharam Vishwam. What a thing. For this vivida pratyaya shabda sparsa rupa sagandha akara vritta jagata grahyam, I am the what? Grahaka. Indriyani? Grahakani. Vishaya? Grahyaha. One place Shankaracharya says, grahya grahaka anityaha. Anything which you receive, they are what? Changing. And the senses, ears, suppose pick up the sound. The ear also is what? Changing. What is the eh? Can't hear now. Changing. Indriyani, what? Kshayishnu. Kshaya. Vishayani, vikaravantaha. They undergo change. Both are anitya. Yatra yatra grahya grahaka sambandha tatra tatra nityatvam atma na grahya na grahaka tasma nitya. All goes like that. This is called world. This world which I receive here, who created this thing? from whom it has come, by whom it is sustained, and to whom it resolves, that is called Jagat Karanam. Jagat Karanam is what? What? Who is Jagat Karanam? Ishvara. I'm not asking a difficult question. Jagat Karanam Ishvara. The Lord is Jagat Karanam. Yatova Imanam. This two. They call Vachyartha of the word Tat, that Ishvara. From whom the world has come, by whom it is sustained, and to whom it goes back, resolved back. Now, this seventh chapter which we are going to already started, it says the Tvam and the Tat Lakshyartha also. Who is that Brahman who becomes the Ishvara and has the status of the Jagat Karanam, cause of this world? What is the real nature of the Ishvara also is what? Satyam Gnanam Anantam Brahma. That also is shown here, which I am going to talk now. Now, this Ishvara is essentially Satyam Gnanam Anantam Brahma. I am also essentially what? Not I, you, okay? Then you will say, oh Swami Satchidananda. You are also what? You are also what? Satchidananda. Then how many Satchidanandas are there? Only not one, non-dual. One hoga to hai na, ek ek kakar ka lega hoga hai. One non-dual. That is going to be revealed when? From 13th chapter onwards. Asi padartha. You are what? Brahma. Now say, Jivaha is Ishvaraha. That is revealed here. It doesn't say Lakshyartha. It talks in Vachyartha. It says, when you say you are that, understand you are that, it should be very clear. Otherwise it can be, if you don't understand you are that, that can stand for what? That can stand for what? It can stand for anything. In Swami Dayananji Maharaj used to teach in ashram, and one day he was talking like, you are that, and his finger went, and there was a dog sitting there. And whole ashram named their dog as a Bhagavan. Yes, Swamiji, he will tell you. We called him Bhagavan because Tattvamasi. He came Tat, he was an amazing dog. All the course he will sit there. Always, when class begins, he will be always there, somehow. What he understood, Bhagavan knows. What Bhagavan understood, Bhagavan knows, okay? You won't understand, okay? And everybody loved us. Our Westerners, especially those who are American, they loved their dog called Bhagavan. When Edward was there, he loved their dog. And one day somebody came to, you know, India, they pick up the dog and take a truck came. This Bhagavan also was taken away. Then they somehow got it back. So Bhagavan also got moksha from that truck. Very interesting. We had a lot of problems with dogs in that ashram. You know, I will tell you one story. One day what we put, all the dogs, we feed them and put in the car and took it away some 20 miles, 10, 15 miles away in the forest, we left them. And then we went to main city to pick up our rationing. And we came back to the ashram, the dogs were waiting there to receive. Before we came, these fellows were already there. You like this story more than Vedanta, correct? Okay. So therefore, there are monkey stories also, I will tell you later on, okay? If you set for next class, okay? No? So, Tattvamasi, Tat can stand for anything. It's a pronoun. You can stand for anything. You, whatever you think yourself to be. So Shruti, the Upanishad and Gita is very clear what it means. You, the individual, is that. that the Ishvaraha. Very clear. Now, how I individual can be Ishvara or Ishvara can be I? This is called greatest challenge in Vedanta. Then we have said, when you are equating two things, having a viruddha svabhava, talk totally opposite. One is alpagyaha, alpam janati iti alpagyaha, sarvam visheshena samanina janati iti sarvagya sarvavita, yasya gnanamayam tapaha, that brahma. How I can be that? How that can be me also? So both the problem is there. Shankaracharya says, Narayan, volume kuch gado gaya. Beech mein chala jata hai. If I am Lord, I am Lord, and Lord is one, I am Lord also is a problem. How I can be Lord is one problem. If Lord is me, Lord will become samsari. If I am already Lord, then I don't require Vedanta. Both problems are there. Therefore, I don't think I am Lord or Lord is me. They call Purva Paksha begins. It starts with the Akshepa. And therefore, he says, when I say you are that, then we have got one, those who are coming for special classes, I take Samanadi Karanyam. Bhinna pravruttinam samana vipaktikanam ekasmin arte paryavasanam samanadi karanyam. When I said Mr. Venkataraman is a sangeetajna, Mr. Venkataraman Subbu is musician, that's what. Musician is one thing, this fellow is one thing, but both are one means what? They are one locus is there. So here, when you are the Lord, the Shruti says, Upanishad says, Gita says, that viruddha amsha we give up. The sarvajnyatva we give up, alpajnyatva, all knowing and no knowing, correctly. See, one thing, our thing is no knowing better. Because whatever you know what after a few days? It was what? Wrong. Your PhD is disproved by other fellow's PhD, correct? Whatever you did research, and he get one more PhD. What you did, he disproved one more PhD. Later on, again one proved that was right again, one more PhD. They call our knowledge, you know? Reshuffling. Anyway, alpagyaha me, sarvagyaha, the alpa and sarva you remove, what is that? Gyaha. I said that first, those who know little sarva gyaha alpa what? Gyaha. If I remove this thing, what remains? Gyaha is consciousness. Pure consciousness alone remains. That is Mahavakya. Mahavakya doesn't mean great vakya. Mahavakyam is what? It shows identity. So we have reached the second area where the stuff is discussed from 7th chapter of Gita. And in that 7th chapter, both the Lord himself is revealing who Lord is. The best person who can reveal the Lord is who?
The Lord.
Lord himself. Don't say, best person who understands Lord also is Lord. No, you need not say further, okay? The best one who can reveal Lord is what? Bhagavata Swayam Swasvarupam, he tells. Now, we have gone this thing, Bhagavan is praising the Brahma Vidya. Bhagavan is praising this knowledge about Ishwar also. Why? Ruchi Upadanartham. You know, Jaljira. Jaljira, when you drink, you have some appetite, correct? So here also, something Lord is talking, that will what? Gives you what? Give you great enthusiasm to study. In spite of this weather, you will come here. That's what. Then he says, Manushyanam, Sastresu, Kasi, all this is gone. It starts straight away the model. Now,
I will just switch. Those who were there last year?
No.
Last class. Are you able to see this thing or because of light? Huh? I mean, I see, but I don't understand. Because I'm still tight on.
Very good. Now go. So Bhagavan said in the opening statement, I have two prakrutis. Listen to this. Very good. Prakruti. You see the word prakruti. What is prakarshena kriti yogyatvat prakrutihi? Creatrix. Don't go into all those words also. At this moment, prakruti means what? Eightfold prakruti. And knowingly, Bhagavan brings here all the subtle form of the prakruti. This is called model. So, great five elements which we experience, space, air, fire, water, and the earth. All this why I experience because they have guna attribute, and each sense organ pick up one guna. Ears pick up sound, the guna belong to the air, space. And the touch is picked up by what? Sense of touch? The air. One guna of the air is what? Touch. The fire form is picked up by what? Only eyes. One thing is there. Sway in its own sphere, they are shura. Nobody can come. Ears alone can hear. Nobody else can hear. Correct? Yeah, Narayan, thank you. Okay. Ears can alone hear, it cannot see. That's definitely. Pick up one element. The taste only by tongue, and taste belong to whom? To water. But that which is not available for the senses, they are called sukshma. Why they are not available for senses? Because the senses themselves are made up of whom? Called sukshma tanmatrani. Tanmatrani tadeva iti tanmatra. The space in its pure form, not grossified, did not combine with any other element, is called pure space or Akash tanmatra, Vayu tanmatra, tadeva. All these five. Then it goes the further cause for that. Kal ahankara, mahatattva, and goes at what? Abhyakta. This eight, abhyakta, mahatattva, ahantattva, Akash, Vayu, Agni, Jala, Apa, Prithvi is called Ashta Eightfold Prakriti. They are called here Maya. In our Vedanta language we call the power the Lord has. Apara Prakriti. All name is given. Then the different Apara Prakriti, Karya Prakriti, okay, Karana Prakriti, all that you can give name. I don't want to get into that. Maya Prakriti. What I am going to show here, that those who study Vedanta, they know it is Trigunatmika Maya. What are the three gunas? Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Now these three qualities the Maya has, they have got intrinsic nature, and our Pujya Swami uses the word स्वभाव प्रकृति यर
परंपरा प्रकृति यूज वर्ड स्वभाव प्रकृति
स्वभाव प्रकृति इस नेचर इज टू अंडरगो चेंज कॉन्स्टेंटली दैट इज हर इट्स हर नेचर इट्स नेचर इज
परिणामिनी परिणामी उपादान कारणम
परिणामित इट अंडरगो परिणाम परिणाम इज व्हाट परिणाम इज व्हाट एवर नाउ इज देयर next moment will be what different what are the parinama parinama is what
change
what is the parinama
yeah
no, no, no. not parin that is body is shada bhava vikarah yaska muni patitah not we are asking that what are that karodpati kon banega सत्व विकम रजस सिंपल ना पाइक टोल्ड सत्व रजस तमस रजस बिकम व्हाट तमस तमस विल बिकम व्हाट हा डोंट गो टू सत्व सत्व हैज टू अंडर गो टू बिकम व्हाट रजस रजस हैज टू बिकम सत्व इज प्योर रजस इज लॉट ऑफ एक्टिविटी Tamas is inertia. Inertia will again become what? Activity. Activity become what? Pure. Now, these are the three gunas all over Vedanta we talk. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Which is the best among these three? Thank you. I know you all will make same mistake. That's what I ask question. Now, those who like sattva, let them not, let I take away their tamas hereafter, let them not sleep at all. Give me. I'm ready to take tamas. Do you want to sleep or not? Some may not answer even now. Do you want sleep or not? Yes. Tamas is bad? No. Whenever you don't have sleep, you complain whole day and disturb everybody else, correct? I could not sleep. I could not sleep. Then, tamas is bad. In own way, everybody is what? Great. They are not good or bad. Wrong time sleep is bad. That's all you have to do. This sattva raja tama is total when you look. They are wonderful. Tamas is pralaya. Rajas is srishti. And sattva is what? Sustaining. The Vishnu is Sattva. Brahma is Rajas. And Lord Shiva as a Rudra what? Does resolution. Which is best? Now you won't answer, I know. There was a fight between the three Devatas. Who is best? Brahma is I am the best because I create. Vishnu said, suppose I don't sustain, what will happen to your creation? Become useless. Shiva said, if I don't dissolve, how will you go to create new thing, okay? Therefore, who is the best? You got samatva buddhi. Sway, sway, in the old place, everything is great. Understand? Now come. So this apara prakriti, trigunatmika, apara prakriti, parinamini. Parinamini, parinamini, ni I can add, parinamini is what? Constantly undergoes change. This is called Ashtada Prakriti. We have talked about this. Now, Bhagwan is introducing today in our verse which we are going to say, I am the one, this is called Iyam Apara Prakriti. Then there is a Para Prakriti, Jiva Bhutam. ये महाबाहो जीव भूताम परा प्रकृति व्हाट इज द परा प्रकृति जीव भूताम वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग वर्ड जीव मीन्स यू इंडिविजुअल Jivabhuta means the real nature of you. And Shankaracharya writes, Kshetragyaha. Introduce beautiful word. Kshetragyaha means Kshetram Janati Sarva Kshetreshu Yaha Saha Kshetragyaha. Kshetra, what is called Kshetra? Why? Ek khet hai. Yahan paap punya ki kheti karta hai. Kaun? Kaun karta hai paap punya ki kheti? Kshetri. Use the word in the 13th chapter. Kshetri. You, the individual, do what? Kuch na kuch gadbad karega. Paisa kisi ka leke lautayega nahi. Yat gat panani vartante. Borrow money, never return. Papam. Other fellow gives charity, punyam. So, all time we do kuch na kuch gadbad karega. Papa punya. You are attracting all the time. Is called Mr. So-and-so performing action. Kshetri. But Kshetragya is what? Sarva Kshetreshu. In all the physico, physio, psycho, complex, karyakrana, sanghateshu, always witness conscious. Never undergoes a change. Always the same. In all the physical body, that is called Kshetragyam Api Mam Viddhi Sarva Kshetreshu. Hey, what? Hey, there Bharata, here what? America. America, no. I will say that one. Very beautiful. Understand? Now that for this side I said. Now Bhagavan says, that is a Brahman. Meaning is the word Brihidato. Brihidato, what is the meaning? Brihidato? Vruddhau. That is the big. Brihatvad Brahmanatvad Brahma is para prakriti. Now it is very interesting. Now two things are said. I am Jiva Bhutam para prakriti. Ashtada apara prakriti. If both remain separate, then this creation is not possible. Therefore, both should be what? Should be together. That should be sanyoga, combination. Combination is not possible. Why? Jada chaitanya yoho sanyoga na vidyate. Inert and consciousness cannot combine. Why? Viruddha svabhava yoho samaprakashavata. The light and darkness cannot meet. Why? When one is another is not, another is one is not. But still, somehow they have combined. Because somehow is very interesting. What is that? This two as to come. Now listen this word. Para prakriti, apara prakriti ashtada, they combine. And Lord says from me, matta parataram eva, na kinchidasti dhananjaya. There is no other cause for this world other than me and this ashta prakriti. I am uncaused cause, that's what he says. There is no cause for me, I am the cause. So now, here come to this. What I want to say, this para-prakriti, jiva-bhuta, kshetragya-lakshana, me, consciousness, and the aparabhuti is called anarthakari, bandhanatmika, dukkhatmika. Why this is dukkhatmika? Aparaprakriti, why? Because it creates body for me, senses for me, and once I have physical body, pain is what, whether there or not? Yeah. All bondage because of what? This only. This is called bandhanatmika anarthakari. All undesirable thing, it gives me pain and birth and death and disease, etc. Therefore, this prakriti is called anarthakari, bandhanatmika, dukkhatmika, tamatamugunatmika, all that he says. But don't hate her, okay? Because you take her to be yourself, it is energy. Now come. Here he says, both together become the me in the form of this world. This is Parinamini. The Kshetrajna also is cause for this creation. How? Now, all of you know very well, any product, any srishti require two causes. What are they? Nimitta karanam is called efficient cause. Material cause is called upadana karanam. Yes, samavetam karyam utpadyate tattasya upadana karanam. Correct? All the definition. One who is proximity only, the effect takes place. Clay is there before, pot is born, still clay is there. That is called upadana karanam. In this world, we always see both the causes separate. The wood and the carpenter both are separate to make a chair. The goldsmith and gold both are separate. So most of the people, theologians in this world, they always concluded, yatha brahmande, as you see in this world. Similarly, for this world also, total also, there should be separate nimitta karanam, the efficient cause, and material cause should be what? Necessarily separate. All our Vaishnavas also give logic for that. If the Lord becomes the world, and world is dukkhatmakam, and lot of problems are there, disease, etc. is there. If the consciousness of God has become this world, he will have the same problem with the world has. He should be pure, free from, he should be holy. Therefore, he should be only nimitta karanam, not upadana karanam. Just, they want to help the Lord, understand? They want to help the Lord, so they said he is the cause sitting somewhere, not the material cause. But doing this, they get into a big problem. Or Pujya Swami has immediate question, who created the material from which the Lord created this world? That question they don't have, answer they don't have. Here, Upanishad gives the answer, what? Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. Understand? Abhinnam is what? Yeah, non-separate. The material cause and the efficient cause, both are what? Not separate. If I say this much, I'm getting into another problem. Why? Material cause is undergoing change all the time. The efficient cause also will what? It will undergo change. Therefore, Buddhas are very happy. Why? Kshanika vijnanam. Every time the consciousness is itself changing, they'll be very celebrating. We don't want that. Atma become anitya then. It'll be undergoing change. If Atma remain nitya, does not undergo any change, the world is not possible. Therefore, here very important word we use, abhinna nimittu upadana karanam, and one more adjective we put before that is called the bread and butter of Vedanta. Those who can't see from distance, I write bigger, okay? Vivarta. Have you heard the word vivarta? Vivarta means what? I have to tell, okay? If you know everything, why should you come here? Swa-swarupa aparityagena pararupa avabhasate iti vivarta. Swa-swarupa aparityagena. Anybody want to write? I did not write all those things. Swaswarupa. Listen very well. Without giving up its intrinsic nature, aparityagena pararupa avabhasate, appears to be different without undergoing a change. That is called vivarta. The rope, without undergoing any change, it appears to be what? Snake is called what? Vivarta upadana karanam. Vivarta karanam. In dream, I see a mountain and elephant both. Jada chetana. Do I undergo any change to become mountain? No. Do I undergo any change to become an elephant? And you saw next to the elephant, I don't want to see which animal. No. I am what? Same conscious person. Yatha swapna, yatha sarpaha, yatha shuktikayam, what? Rajataha. I see the silver in the mother of pearl. Mother of pearl did not undergo change, still appear to be what? Silver. Understand? This is called number of examples are there. Rajjur yatarhe pramaha. Tulsidas ji says this thing. Now listen. Similarly, consciousness without undergoing any change, it as though undergo change, blessing the prakriti to undergo lot of change, and every step of change in the prakriti, who is there? Consciousness is there. And further Bhagavan is going to say in this 7th chapter or 9th chapter, maya dhyakshena prakritihi. Maya adhyakshena, in my presence, being vivartu upadana karanam, suyate, sa prakriti suya, chara achara. I like our way of dividing the world. There are only two things. One with what? Chara. Other is what? Achara. Mountain is what? Achara. Chair is what? Achara. Your house is what? In America, sometimes chara also. Okay. So far I should say trees are what? Achara. But in summer you will see trees also what? Chara. They take the trees also from one place to another. Amazing. This country is amazing. But still, tree remains what? Achara. Okay. Does not enjoy the ride also. I thank God. Because trees do not go for a walk. Suppose trees are also walking. You'll have traffic jam, more traffic jam, correct? Mountains do not walk around. They should remain same. Chara, achara. Thavara, jangamani. All this, listen very well. Without me undergoing change, I have become this whole world. characharam jagat. Wherever change is, consciousness is. And without change also, consciousness is there. Therefore, vivarta abhinna nimitta upadana karanam is what? Is what? I write here, why don't you read that? Brahmatma. Never say always Brahma, add Atma also. Why? You are talking Tattvamasi, correct? And Bhagavan says, from me the world has come. You also can say same, if you understand, okay? From me only, from you only the world has come. He's talking in the Gita 7th chapter. They call Mahavakya. If I am Brahman, then from Brahman the world has come. So Brahmatma. Very proper is what? Brahmatma. Is clear all these things so far clear? So we brought out Trigunatmika, Prakriti, Apara Prakriti, which is Parinamini, Para Prakriti, Parabrahma, which is what? Vivarta Nimitta Karanam, this is called Upadana Karanam, check Parinami Upadana Karanam. Both combined together, Vivarta Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. This is what Bhagavan is handling here. Now, after saying this much, the Lord says, if I have become the whole creation world, where can you appreciate me? Where can you appreciate me? Everything is sutre mani gana eva. Maya. Sutre mani gana eva. All the beads, as though they are in the thread. Shankaracharya is not happy with this example. Because the beads and the thread are what? Separate. There are people who will be celebrating this verse. Because the tilakam can get sanction here. Because you are you, I am you, Lord is Lord, they are very happy. 11 number tilakam. So these fellows are very happy. Kyo? That's what we are telling. Lord is different, I am different. No? Is that sutre mani gana eva? Bhagavan Shankaracharya gives better example. The thread and the cloth he gives. To clean. The thread in this cloth is what? Otam protam. It pervades the cloth. Wherever the cloth is, what is there? Threads are there. I used to say with one Swami, he continued with the example of the Lord. And he said, this example is correct. I said, how? In India, we have got, like you know, I am wearing this mala. Have you seen this mala? In India, they make mala like that. The beads like that. From the thread only they will make the bead. And between the beads, what will be there? Have you seen such mala?
Yes.
Yeah. That is the example Lord is given. There are people who do japa with that also. The very thread, they become what? Beads. And the bead in that thread, the thread is all otam, protam, uses the word anugatam. Anusyutam, otam, protam, all these four words are using. It pervades in and through all the beads. What is that? I, Swamiji, whole world is Bhagavan? Yes. Then he starts showing Arjuna, don't search me. See, one thing is there. Somebody said, where is the Lord? Have you heard this question? Have you heard this question? When this fellow is asking this question is right or wrong?
The conclusion of the question.
See, if wrong question if you ask me, my answer should be what? Huh? Cannot be right. Somebody said to the doctor, I don't feel hungry after eating. 7 course food he had. Afterward, I see, Tamil Nadu also 7 course. Rice and rasam, rice and sambar, rice and dahi, all the 7 course only they have got. So here, suppose you eat so much, up to the nose this fellow is eaten. Afterwards, Swamiji, I don't feel hungry. Question is what? And doctor cannot give right answer. He said, yes, take this medicine, 2 pills. One after you enter the sleep, next before you wake up. Okay? For wrong question, answer should be what? Sometimes people show their knowledge also like that. One person in Chennai is saying, oh, science has become so fast moving science. How? He saw in the truck, in the lorry, all these big slabs of ice. And he was surprised, ice, so much ice there, here. He thought, the science is so fast, from Himalaya, they bring this ice right up to Chennai. Then he was very appreciating how quick they do this job. One woman tells me in India, Swamiji, ab pani mein shakti nahi hai. There is no strength in the water. All the strength has gone. Previously, lot of strength, lot of power. I said, what happened? He said, you know, they made a dam on this river. I said, yes. Do they produce electricity? I said, yes. All gone. Is she right or wrong? She is absolutely right. Because she feels... I said, you go and drink on the other side of the river. That is why we get all the bottles from the spring, original place, correct? Lot of power. Because electricity gone. For wrong question, answer is also what? Wrong. No, I don't answer it then. Now tell me the question. Where is God? Suppose I ask you, where is Krishna? Means what? Where is Dr. Gita? Then I ask you, I know who is Gita, correct? And I am asking, where is she now? When somebody asks you, where is God? Means what? He already knows what is God. And another statement means, there is no God. Do you know God? No, I don't know. Then how can you say no God here? Correct? This both are what? Not understood. Therefore, only word one has to understand his life is what? Ishvaraha. That's only. Pujya Swamiji says, Bhagavan. Ishavashyam idagam sarvam ishavashyam. Mantra Upanishad. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina mastani sarva bhutani nachaham teshva vastitah nachamastani bhutani pashyame yogam aishvaram. So here it says his glories. Everything is me. Then look at the water. Rasaha aham apsu. Apsu rasam aham. All Tamilians will be very happy. See, Bhagavan also like rasam. Correct? See? Even Gita talks about rasam. Bhagavan is rasam. Nahi, chai bhi Bhagavan hai. Sarvasya chaham. Why don't you go there also? Chai bhi Bhagavan. Aur dusre ne bola, nahi nahi, nashta ke bina chai nahi chine. Nasato vidyate. So, rasam. What is rasam? Not your rasam, okay? Rasam is the taste. Listen, one thing. Water has a taste or not? I am asking a very difficult question to you. All other tastes we know. Sour, sweet, bitter. Well, what taste water has got? It has no particular taste. That is the taste of the water. See, I keep giving all different drinks, but you will say, give me simple water. I will be quenched my thirst by water. But that's that whatever the water has the quality water has, one is what? It always finds its level. Flows from higher to the lower. Had got certain molecular structure, H2 hydrogen and one oxygen. All the characteristics of the water, apyayani shakti. Apyayani shakti is quenching the thirst, is the power water has got. I can go on talking about water. There is a big article recently I read, Jeevanam. Scientists are always searching for water elsewhere, correct? All other planets they search, they want to know water. And they are surprised, Mother, your earth has got water. That is the biggest thing in this creation. Therefore, Jeevanam, it is life. And slowly we are polluting so much, I don't know how we are going to drink water. Very important. That water, I am the taste. And because of what, the water remains as the water. Characteristics. It survives. The dharma of the water, that is me. Therefore, all the five elements and elementals, sukshma tanmatrani, sthul also, all these have a particular characteristic. There is nothing like water. Am I right or not? There is nothing like the Mother Earth also. The Earth also has got characteristics. What is that? Aroma. Everything grows from the Mother Earth. So many things are there. The fire, the principle of light. Imagine there is no sun. You won't be there. So all these five great elements, the dharma they have, it is not because of themselves. It is because of whom? It is because of me. Water is always predictable. Had the same characteristic in pure form. That is because of me. Dharyate yenaiti dharmaha. Very beautiful. This is called essential nature. The cause of water is me. In another chapter, Lord is going to talk about different vibhuti. You can see, if you appreciate the law, the param karanam of water is me. And also the water comes in different form. Ice cream also is what? Water. Snow is what? Ice is also what? In this culture you have got so many names for icy rain and sprinkle and there will be spray. So many names are there. And if you go to North Pole, those people have got what? 27 types of name they say, only for different type of ice. Water. It is a different varieties. It comes in different form. Therefore, a vapor also is a form of water. Vibhuti also. That's all I'm going to talk about. You can appreciate as a visheshanam. You can appreciate me as what? Samanyam. Both are what? What? Abhinna. Please repeat. Vivarta. Abhinna nimitta. Upadana karanam is Brahmatma. So we have to appreciate what? Brahmatma. That's the whole chapter. Thank you. 11 o'clock already. I'll give you a break. And then we'll look at the verses. What I have said, all these things, come for the verses also, okay? You will know I'm not bluffing. I can prove that, okay? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamepavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. 11